And Mr. Chairman, we would want to have that put on the agenda for our next meeting on the 7th of April.
Yes.
Okay.
If it could, please.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Next case is case number 11349, the application of LC Homes. Site is located northeast corner of Grove Estate Road and north of Cedar Grove Road and 1900 feet southwest of Plantation Road, also known as Road 275, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcel 872, requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure for a business, and that's more specifically a sales office. A gentleman will receive no letters in support of or in opposition to this application and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bo Brett, 1306 North Barrett Lane, Newark, Delaware, 19702.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We'd like to place a temporary sales trailer at that location for approximately 6 to 8 months while we're constructing the model home on an adjacent lot so we can open up for sales. It's a 25-unit subdivision, and hopefully we'll get some pre-sales and keep rolling.
All right. Well, what's the size of this sales trailer, sir?
12 by 16.
Should be in there, but
it's in there, Dave.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
12 by 60.
12 by 60.
12 by 56.
12 by 60. 56. He said it's got a tongue that makes it 60.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't see a tongue.
We buried it.
That's how they meant. That's 12 how they
by 60.
It.
Okay.
Because it has a title.
Okay. Any further questions, Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Rick.
Is all that parking there applicable to the temporary sales trailer? Is that what you're...
Yes. We built a deck in front of the sales trailer with the handicap ramp going up to it and everything.
Okay.
So.
All right. You asked for, you're looking to have this there from 6 to 8 months?
Roughly, that's where we figure by the time they start developing the roads and we start building our model and everything, it'll probably be, and the decorator gets done with it, it'll probably be 5 to 6 months, I guess.
So you,
the weather holds in there.
In other words, if I was going to ask you that too. If the weather holds, wouldn't a year be something that you would be looking at also?
Possibly, but typically we can build the house in roughly 4 to 5 months.
But you got to have a leeway right in there, and that's the reason you're saying that.
And the roads and
months.
Everything, right. If they get developed and access, and
you can always have it, if you get the approval, you can always keep it there a shorter time period than what the board may
right.
approve. If the board grants a year, you can move it in 6 months, there's no
right.
issue.
Okay.
That's
not
where I'm going.
Not bound to keep it there that long.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you don't have to pay $400 and come back.
Right.
Okay.
trying to get you to move towards that year there because of the fact that you can make a decision within that year whether to take it off. Or if you have to come back for more, you'd have to come back
Got
to
it.
The board again.
Got it.
Did you say what it looked like, the mobile type? Did you tell? You tell it it's 12 by 60, but what? Do you have anything that... what year is it? Let me put it that way.
I don't know. We've been renting it for about a year. We had it set up on another subdivision up north, and then we're bringing it down here. This is.
You can give it a second.
Sure, Mr. Lang, please.
So you've had it on another site?
Yes.
It's a standard office type mobile.
Okay. See, there's mobile homes and there's standard office type. And that's what you have?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
What type of exterior siding does it have? Aluminum or vinyl? Or... Have you seen this trailer?
Yes, and we've had a couple of them, and I'm trying to. I think it's mostly wood.
Wood. Okay.
I think you think that.
And
I think
you know, we put a sign on it and build a deck, attach it to the front.
I got you. Oh, it's the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
No further questions. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Mills, any further questions? Yeah, I have no further questions. Hey, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Mr. Chairman, I have one more question for the applicant.
Okay.
May I do that?
Sure.
Go ahead. Do you feel this would have any effect on the surrounding neighborhood, any of this, when you're looking for a special use exception, you know, there, you don't feel that adversely it will affect anything in the neighborhood?
No, I think we'll be far enough away from everything and have good access to it. And when we're done, we typically leave it the way we find it, or it'll be, well, actually, there'll be a house there eventually.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No further questions?
No further.
Okay, again, the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,349, special use exception. It will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. And also, it's been stated by the applicant that when you're through with that, it's going to be removed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, do I have a...
I was going to ask him what you're asking for 1 year?
For a period of 1 year.
Great,
period
thank you.
1 year?
Yes.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,349. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,349 is approved for a period of 1 year.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.